you've guessed, we live in a banana republic, run by thugs and mobsters. Maybe you're like me, slightly shocked at the revelation our leader doesn't give a damn about the country, just his bottom line. Or maybe you think the folks attacking the Cohen testimony without once making even a vague attempt to counter corroborating evidence were simply acting as the loyal opposition, not enablers of what will, in due time, impeachment or not, prison or not, prove to be the greatest swindle by an elected official in American history. Nobody with even the scarecrow's brain would doubt what has been perpetrated on us dumb citizens. All the lies, all the braggadocio, all the emoluments, all the Donald kids selling their own brands, all the conflicts of interest, all the affairs and their cover-ups, all the attacks on any and all who dare to pull back the wizard's curtain, all the abject ignorance, all the tax schemes, all of it day after day, brazen and blatant. What kind of traitor to American values would defend this? Plenty, it turns out. Most of the loyal opposition, it would appear. When Trump famously bragged he could shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue and get away with it, well, he was right. If you wonder how tyrants become dictators, you're getting a civics lesson every day. They don't take over with a coup. They take over inch by inch with the blessing of the people who benefit from his policies. And the population who like a strong man, the kind of man who embodies their own fears and prejudices, who isn't afraid to attack the weak, the poor, the different, the others. They don't realize yet that he'll eventually attack them. He'll make them the poor and the weak. He'll put a boot on their neck, too. If you think the America you studied in high school history class is a country where democratic ideals will triumph over corruption and demagoguery, you're getting a daily dose of reality. The Trump brand is about one man. He's ignorant, nah, he's obnoxious, and let's face it, he's popular. He's selling himself, and if he has to sell out the country, no big deal. If you're not frightened by this yet, you should be. If you thought the Mueller report would put an end to this reign of ignorance and greed, you thought wrong. Half of Congress turned a blind eye. Most of the base did, too. Something has turned putrid in the body politic, and we're close to becoming a country we never thought possible. The Trump brand, when the smoke clears and the mirrors are broken, will be a sad chapter in American history. This is the face of capitalism run amok, breaks out, no regulations, no boundaries. This is unchecked greed. Its name is Trump.